and be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. On the prophetic side, the month, we said last night that when a woman reaches 9 months, it is expected that she will deliver. So we are set for supernatural deliveries. Every expectation that has been hanging in this month of September, they shall be delivered. They shall be delivered.
They shall be delivered.
On the instruction and teaching side, the month is our month of above only by the wisdom of God. Nothing takes people up like divine wisdom. The Bible said a man's wisdom maketh his face to shine. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 1. And the boldness of his countenance shall be increased. Who is as a wise man and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be increased. In Ecclesiastes, Proverbs chapter 8 verse 16, concerning wisdom, he said, by me kings reign and princes decree. By verse 15, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. By wisdom, people take their places at the top, and you shall be at the top in Jesus' precious name. However, for this blessing Sunday, we shall be looking at wisdom for the blessing of God. Wisdom for the blessing of God. It is important to note that there is a wisdom pathway to follow in order to access the blessing of God. People like Abraham followed that pathway. People like Solomon followed the pathway. People like David followed that wisdom pathway, and it led them into the blessing of God. As you follow the same pathway, the blessing shall be your portion. Can you say a louder amen? Amen. What is the pathway? 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Solomon loved the Lord. Number one, possess love for God. The possession of love for God is the first wisdom line that links people with the blessing of God. Love for God above love for things. Love for God that is palpable, undeniable. People feel it. People know it. When you come to the point where you love God more than you love things, you love God more than you love gold, when you are at such a point, it is impossible to be devoid of the blessing of God. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek God. Place God first. and all other things shall be added. Possess love for God. Number two, walk in the light. Bible said Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David, his father. Walk in the light. Walk in the revelation of the word of God. When the word guides your steps, it guides you into the blessing. When the word of God guides the steps of your life, it guides you into the blessing. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 1 and in verse 2, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. You hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. You can't escape the blessing. Critical thing to note is that the word is blessed. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Blessed is he that readeth, The word is blessed. Connection with the word is connection with the blessing of God. Walk in the light. Possess love for God. Number two, walk in the light. Number three, be generous towards God. Generous. Generosity towards God is wisdom number three. Second Kings chapter 3 and in verse 4. Or First Kings chapter 3 and in verse 4. And Solomon and the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon the altar. And then God appeared and said, what do you want? Generosity towards God is key to authority with resources. Resources, authority. Generosity towards God is key to prosperity in life is key. 1,000 burnt offerings. We are not talking about tithes or offerings. It's far beyond that. That's kindergarten level. Generosity towards God. Where there is nothing too big to give to God. Where there is nothing that can be held back from God. When people see us and see people at certain realms, they wonder what took them there. Imagine someone came all the way from America to preach. Paid his own airfare. Paid his own hotel bill. Huh? Can we have your account details so that we can send in what to send because of the country difference? You are there, we are here. It's hard and there is a limit to what you can go with. And he said, if you give me an envelope now, I return it back to the church. So are you shocked that such a person is giving a gift of an aircraft just like that? Property worth $15 million, just like that. If you don't do what people do, you can't see the results they see. There are things that we do with God we don't talk about.
generosity
towards God. We must shift our level of release if we must shift in the level to which we receive.
Possess love for God, walk in the light, be generous towards God.
Number four, be committed to kingdom service.
Be committed to kingdom service.
1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7, all the way to verse 9. He said, "And now, O Lord, my God,
Thou hast made thy servant king
instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I don't know how to go out or come in.
And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart
to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad." The summary of what Solomon was saying is,
Lord, you have committed a work into my hand like you gave my father. I want to do it well. Equip me to do the work well. I want to do this work well. Equip me to do it well.
Commitment to kingdom assignment.
Not just serving God, but serving Him well. Not just serving God, but serving Him acceptably.
There are many today who have sat in church for almost 20 years doing nothing. They are committed to no service. They impact nobody. Commitment to kingdom service, the service of the kingdom. Number five, wisdom for the blessing. Be a blessing to others. Be a blessing to people. Be a blessing to others. Be a blessing to people.
In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 8-9,
he said, "Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom."
If God will raise you, make the people around you happy. Happy are these thy men. The key to being raised is raising others. The key to being blessed is being a blessing to others. The key to being great is helping others to be great. He told Abraham, "I shall bless you, I will bless you, and thou shalt be a blessing."
Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. I was invited as a guest minister to preach in a church. And the pastor came to pick me from the airport with a taxi. And I said to him, "Where is your car?" He said he gave his car to the church because the church was building. So he decided to sell his own car and put into the church building. I said, "All right, since you have given your car to the church for building, I will give you my own car." And I had the same kind of car. He came to pick me at the airport with a taxi. I was touched. You love God so much, you gave God your car, I give you my car. So I sent it to him under 7 days.
I went to preach in another place. The man had a car that had one headlamp. The other headlamp was not working. You know, car with one headlamp broken. And that is like the big pastor in that town. He was like the number one there, driving such a vehicle. Unfortunately for the devil, I have such a car too. I said, I will send you my own car. Please don't drive this one again. I sent it to him less than 14 days because I put mine in shape, in order. Released it to him. And you want me to be stranded in what to drive? Even what to fly? Impossible. Many people are so absorbed with themselves. They are so concentrated on their needs that they can't perceive anybody's need around them. Just make up your mind. Start from near you. Start from around you. Wife and children, people close. Just start from there. Happy are these thy men. You can't make people happy and the devil succeeds to make you sad. You can't put smiles on the faces of people and the devil succeeds to put tears on your own face. I decree, I announce today, as you decide to be the blessing to your generation, you will never lack that blessing in your own life in the name of Jesus. Just be a blessing. If you have decided to be a channel, you can never be dry. If you have decided to be a channel, you can never be dry in life. God will ensure you are not dry if you decide to be a channel. Somebody say a loud amen. Be a blessing to others. Finally, be committed to the spread of the word of God. The spread of the word. Be committed to the spread of the word or the spreading of the word. Be committed to the spread of the word. Many people didn't know what Solomon was doing when in 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 23 all the way to verse 24. They didn't know what Solomon. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God has put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and garments and armor and spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. The wisdom which God put in his heart. What is that? The word of God. See, every man that heareth the sayings of mine and doeth them is like a wise man that built his house on the rock. The word of God is the wisdom of God. The wisdom that God put in the heart of Solomon. Solomon was literally spreading the word of God. In Luke chapter 11 verse 49. He said, thus saith the wisdom of God. When he was referring to the word of God, he referred it as the wisdom of God. Therefore also said the wisdom of God. The word of God is the same as the wisdom of God. So Solomon was busy spreading word to his generation. The wisdom of God which God put in his heart, the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. He was teaching them, he was instructing. And kings were coming from the world. So if you mind, Solomon was both an evangelist and a teacher of the word in addition to being a king. And you wanted him to be poor? No. I know of billionaires today who are on the street of on evangelism every single Saturday. Billionaires. Multi-millionaires in dollars.
There are those who think that being wealthy means being away from, that evangelism is for people who don't have job. Soul winning is for people who just finished school. Or street, spreading the word of God is for people who are overzealous. I am an executive Christian. There is nothing like that. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? When you have such a commitment to God's word, you are teaching people, you are touching lives in your office, in your workforce, your employee. I'll talk about that in the second service. It is impossible not to swim it, and God will extremely bless you for being so high in society, and yet you are going to the street level, going to the market side, going to your workforce, your employee force, and talking to them, changing them, is a wisdom. If you won't hear from anybody, hear from Solomon the billionaire, the multi-trillionaire. He was teaching the word of God, preaching the word of God. The kings of Arabia, the kings of the Philistines, all of them trooped in his direction to hear the word that was coming from his mouth. And as they came with wealth. They came with resources. You have done other things, but maybe you have not done this one. I want to recommend this one to you. Start with your drivers. Start with your staff, your security. Start with your cook, your chef, and then your colleagues and your friends, and start with them and see what God will do for you. Wisdom for the blessing. Number one, possess love for God. Number two, walk in the light. Number three, be generous towards God. Number four, be committed to kingdom service. And generous towards God, start from the basic level. Faithfulness, every time money hits your hand, give God his portion. Minimum is a tenth. Minimum. It can be far more than that. But be brutally committed to that. Don't assume it. Don't take it for granted. Generous towards God, committed to kingdom service, ensure that you don't sit in church without being functional in a department or the other. There is something you can do, at least something. And then, be a blessing to others. Pick up people that God will use to begin to touch the less privileged, the poor, scholarship for orphans, empowerment and touching the lives of widows, starting from your widows in your own family. And of course, spread the word. Have a schedule where you can step out and speak the word. You may not be able to, even if you can't say it in word, tracts are available. Materials like Seeds of Destiny devotionals are available. You spread them. Place the order monthly. Spread them. And let God know. He said in Psalm 68 verse 11, the Lord gave the word, but great was the company of those that published it. When you become a publisher of the word, you cannot escape the company of the great. You cannot escape the company of the great. If you become a publisher of the word, you can't escape the company of the great. You can't escape the company of the great. Hallelujah. My PA was just looking for a time where we can do one of the meetings we needed to do this month, because almost every weekend is blocked. We have the Botswana Crusade, Suleja Crusade the next weekend, and then, it's just so blocked. We're just looking for a day. Great was the company of those who published it. As you hit the road to become a publisher, no devil shall deny your greatness. Somebody is blessed, and who is that person? Who is that person that is wise enough to be blessed? Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen.
The loudest amen. The loudmost amen. Amen at the top of your voice.
Lift your hands and thank the Lord for his word. Are we not blessed to receive very, very great and intense instructions from the Lord all the time? Lift your hands and appreciate him. Lift your hands and honor him, adore him, worship him, glorify him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name. Every time you hear a word like this, when you go back home, take down action steps. Action number one, I am going to become more passionate in my love for God. What are the yardsticks of love for God? And then number two, and number three, and number four, you make decisions. Yesterday I told my wife, Dr. Miss Anencha, I said, I have a passion to build churches. I have a passion to build churches, if possible, monthly, if possible. But I have not achieved that vision as I should this year. Last year, we have about two of these churches that we need to dedicate this year that God used us to build from foundation. But I said, I need it faster. I'm trusting the Lord for more resources, which he's already supplying, to do it faster, like one month. So we are re-strategizing in the kind of size to build and then be able to do possibly one month. So that by the time my journey is over, in a very long time to come, I will look back and I say, these are the number of churches that God used me to depopulate hell, to populate. I'm not talking of church money. I'm talking of what God put in my own hands and put in my own pocket. Michael, I'm talking of that. Just last night we were discussing that. So there are action steps you will put. Lord, this is the action. This is the steps I want to start with. And the Lord will help us. Lift your hands one more time and appreciate God for his word. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Mekadesh, thank you. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We glorify you. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Adonai. Be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Say a louder amen. Very shortly, we shall be praying and asking the Lord to empower us and increase us to carry out what we just heard. But before then, we are going to celebrate God. The rain, the downpour of the word in the course of the convention. The help of God in all ramifications. People came from all over the world. The frustration of agendas of the enemy. Healings, miracles, signs and wonders. Drastic, diverse encounters. One pastor told me, someone we grew up together. He said, familiarity is both a blinder and a thief. It blinds your eyes from what the answer that is obviously in front of you and steals the opportunities you should have. See, ignorance makes you not to know what you don't know. Double. He said his answers, his questions were over answered 100%. God has helped him from the navigation error that he had. Are you following what I'm saying here? Rain of word of. Somebody said, if this man, Jonathan, only 2 years of church ministry and just 2 years of encounter and contact, these things can just drastically happen. He said that what he has seen in the last 2 years is not something he could have seen in the lifetime of his ministry at the normal rate. At the normal rate. He said it with his mouth. Right? Yes. Even if he's to work very hard, what has happened to him under 2 years? And that shall be your portion. That unction and that mantle is the same. And you are under the cover of that mantle right now. For the next 8 minutes, you are going to celebrate God for what he has done already. What he's doing and saying to us now. And the things that are yet to be done. The download that is yet to enter our hands. We're going to celebrate it. My friend is wearing my mantle. Come. Doesn't it look so sharp in it? Came all the way from Canada with his father to acquire the fire. And they are not going in a hurry. They are still here for some more days to acquire more fire. Come. I don't know that this kind of traditional can look so good on Oyibo people. You need a bigger one. You were too big to enter this one. To enter, okay. All right, no, don't worry. We'll try and work on something. I'll try and work on something, maybe something bigger for you. Okay. Hallelujah. So when it is time to dance, I want you to come out and dance. Even if you cannot do your leg like my own. Just give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. I want you to know that the floor is free and we are going to celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and something will drop upon you. I'd like you to dance like you will dance if you had that kind of testimony that Jonathan is talking about. I'd like you to celebrate and trust the Lord that what will happen in your life between now and the end of the year will be things that may not be able to happen in the whole of your lifetime. Help me walk to 7 people, tell them I want to celebrate God. I want to give him the praise. Let's praise the Lord now. While we are doing that, if you have a testimony that is pending, one person will receive it for you. Let's go. 8 minutes, 8 for a new beginning.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
Hey, hey.
Singing a praise to God. For the marriage of the Lamb has come. And the bride has gone the devil ready. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad. And a praise to God. For the marriage of the Lamb has come. And the bride has gone the devil ready. Let us
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
and see what the Lord has done for me.
Hey!
He has taken away my sorrow and I am free. Hallelujah.
Crusade shot.
Hey!
I just heard a song, which is prophetic for somebody now. The same song you have known before. I know my God will turn it around. Oh. I have seen my God turn it around. Times in my life that I have seen my God.
Say, I know.
Everybody sing.
I know.
My
God, turn it around. Hallelujah.